Chapter 13, you may be seated. Matthew chapter 13. Sowing is prophesying over your financial future.
Yes.
I know, hear that clearly. Every time you sow, you prophesying over your finances.
Yes.
Sowing is prophetic.
Yes.
The reason it's prophetic, because the Lord told us what happened. You sow a seed and believe and do it right, He said a harvest is going to come.
Yes. Right.
So in your sowing, your seed is a prophetic harvest. Get that down. It's a prophetic harvest. It's a harvest that can't fail because God said it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so, I talked about the prophetic rhema, revelation of sowing. Talked about this, and I think it's good to continue with the Holy Spirit teaching us how to sow. And I wrote, this lesson would make sowing so real to you that it would start working instantly and powerfully.
Yeah.
See, that your sowing become a rhema to you, a live word from God.
Right.
Oh, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then each time you sow, when you sow the seed, you're prophesying over your harvest.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen it like that, boy. When you see it like that, it become a reality to you. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
And you don't have no expectation of failure. You know it'll be there. Are you following me?
Right.
Now, Jesus, in his training, he said something very important. You need a revelation of the soil before you sow.
Yes.
Don't just be sowing everywhere.
Yes,
you need to have a revelation of the soil. Is the soil good? Is the soil, is where God telling you sow?
Right.
If not, nothing from nothing. Produce nothing. Yeah, you got it right. So the Holy Ghost not only tell you what to sow, but the Holy Ghost clearly check out the soil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That means you'll get a harvest every time.
Yes, sir.
I know I've sowed some seed that I shouldn't have sowed.
Yes, sir.
Got excited, you know what I'm saying? And then conductor and the Holy Ghost didn't help me. To really sow properly, you need a rhema word.
Yes.
A live word from God. You just can't sow because it's sowing. You need to know what you're doing. Amen?
Right. Yes.
And I say it to another congregation, sowing take you into another realm of financial matter.
Yes, sir.
It take you into another realm. It take you in a realm that can't fail. It take you into a realm that is not looking for no credit. Sowing actually take you into a cash realm.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
You heard that?
Yes,
yes,
sir.
So yeah, sowing actually take you where you start living on cash.
Yes, sir.
I mean, anything you want, you'll have enough to get it.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you gonna stick with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, we'll read in a minute, but don't take that small. It's one of the dynamics of financial freedom, that the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom.
Yes, it is.
You remember in Genesis, I'm not going to go there in Genesis, when he was talking about establishing everything, when he made the trees, see, every tree will yield seed.
Yes, sir.
Because you need a seed to operate in God's kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And so the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. To work in the kingdom principle, you're going to have to know how to function with a seed. And we talked about it this morning. You have to have a revelation that you can trust Him.
Yes.
How many of y'all know you can trust Him?
Yes.
Yeah. Now the same thing, now I'm hearing this. This is powerful. I said it, but I won't say it again. The same thing God says about His word, which is a seed, is the same thing He's saying about financial seed.
Yes.
Same thing.
In other words, just like the word can't fail,
yes, sir.
A seed sown under the unction of the Holy Spirit can't fail. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Very important. So prophetic sowing, that's a term that I had not heard, had not read. You know, I'm on a fast from all books now but the Bible.
Yes, sir.
It started October the 1st, and I believe I'm just going to let it go on. Because so much revelation has come. I'm reading another man in Revelation, God trying to give me something new.
Wow.
So I say that to say this. Prophetic sowing is predicting your financial future.
Yeah.
Now notice, prophetic sowing.
Yes, sir.
Again, I repeat myself, every time you sow, you're prophesying.
Right.
Yep. Wow. You're prophesying the harvest. Here in Matthew 13 now. Matthew 13, verse 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, where it said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. Then in the 15th verse, it said, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them.
Right.
Seeing, hearing, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So important. It's so important that the Holy Ghost help you to see what sowing really is. Help you to hear God's voice about it.
Mm-hmm.
And help you to understand in your heart. You have to have all three of those going for you.
Yes, sir.
And only the Holy Spirit can make that happen. Seeing, hearing, and understanding about sowing and reaping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
See, if you don't see, you're not going to be able to do it.
Right. That's right.
Even though we've been sowing for years, could it be that we need a deeper or better understanding of what we're doing from the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
You see, once you see it, you see, you look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Let's appropriate this.
Yes, sir.
Let's appropriate this.
Yes, sir.
From that, the Holy Ghost is the one who can reveal to you real sowing. Real sowing consists of seeing, hearing, and understanding, sowing, and the seed.
Yes,
let me say it again. Real sowing consists of seeing spiritually,
uh-huh,
seeing that sowing is spiritual,
uh-huh,
hearing spiritually about your sowing, understanding spiritually about your sowing, sowing spiritually, and knowing that the seed is spiritual.
Yes,
that's five things, I think. Seeing, hearing, and understand the seed, and then knowing that sowing is spiritual. Well, in 1 Corinthians 2:9, how did it equate 1 Corinthians 2:9? But it's written, eyes have not seen. See, you cannot see this naturally.
Right.
Ears have not heard.
Right.
Neither have entered into the heart. See, all three of them.
Yeah.
The heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him.
Yeah.
God has financial plans for you.
Yes.
See? But you have to be a spiritual student in order to function properly.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
See? See, because once we find out, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Once we find out that sowing is spiritual.
It's spiritual.
And so the love of money cannot attack us. And we cannot try to save up everything.
Yeah.
Saving, sowing, saving, sowing. Saving will never equate to sowing.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Never.
Because nobody pay interest like God.
Nobody.
You can go to all them companies, they got all these new ideas. Nobody pay interest like God. And then God is on and on and on and on and on. So a lot of times people try to set their lives up by saving, by holding back from sowing. Well, you're going to live a normal life. But a sower is going to live a life of extraordinary life, because they'll get in a flow there and the money just keep on coming.
Yes, sir.
See? Not from a job.
Come on,
not from 40 hours.
Yeah.
But God worked something. I just told you about the plan. He worked it out for me to save $50,000.
Yeah.
You know, just save it like that.
Yeah.
See? So you got here 1 Corinthians 2:9, then sawing got to enter into verse 10.
Yes, sir.
See, the natural man, go to the 10th verse there. He says, but God have revealed. Sawing has to be revealed.
Yes, sir.
Now you see, we get so shell-shocked with money that we understand that once God put it in his word, it turned into a revelation.
Yes, sir.
See, money comes as a revelation.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
But God revealed them to us by his spirit.
Yes.
The spirit says all things, yet the deep things of God. So there's a deep aspect of sowing.
Yes,
sir.
But only the Holy Ghost can bring you there.
Only.
That's why we here.
Yes, sir.
See, we here, we're under the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can bring us to different places about sowing. I mean, even the person sitting next to you, you just give them another revelation in the aspect that he's going to bless them.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But you see, we never equate sowing with the Holy Ghost.
Right, right, right.
Because the money too big in our eye.
Come on, Pastor.
See. So what robbed the body of Christ, sowing became merchandise. It become making a deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a revelation as it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you catching on.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
You catching on.
Yes,
the kingdom of God, again, is a seed kingdom. Whatever God has prepared for me in the financial realm, I need to know about sowing.
Yes,
now you hold your seat now, because I'm going to say something, and you know I respect the death and burial of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. More than anything else. Mm-hmm. But sowing is just as spiritual as you taking communion.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
What? Is that a marker of God? No.
No.
Because God's word is one.
It's one.
Yes.
That's right. Wow.
God back up what he says.
Yes, sir.
Just like he back up to heal your body, he back up to heal your finances.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
See, God's word, this whole book, was written by men moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So this is a Holy Ghost book.
Yes, sir.
So when we study Jesus teaching us about sowing in Matthew 13, about the different sowing, and about the hundredfold return,
yes,
that's just as sacred to God as anything else.
Yes.
But by men merchandising it and polluting it and separating it as if something different, it's not.
Yes.
It's God's divine plan.
Yes.
See, when you get your hand on money, it's no more filthy lucre.
Yes.
It's in the plan of God now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So sowing is spiritual. And I need to be led.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, that's based on Romans 8:14.
Yes, sir.
As men as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes.
Now, we in that arena, in sowing, you still need that leading.
Yes.
To be led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. I need to see financially what God is trying to show me.
Yes.
And the only way I can do it is the Holy Ghost. Help me, you see.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Then the Holy Ghost can open my eyes in the realm of supernatural money.
Yes.
I want you to think about that. Supernatural money. Say that.
Supernatural.
Yeah, yeah. We as children of God, we need to function in supernatural money.
Yes, sir.
In other words, money that we didn't see before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But God revealed it to us.
Yes.
Here's another aspect of this. This is a good shouting ground here. My eyes need to be open that there's no financial impossibility in my life.
Yes.
You need to understand that today.
Yes, sir.
There's no financial impossibility in your life. No, not if you hooked up to God. No, no. Not if you function in God's system. No, no. Thousand times, no. There's no impossibility in your life when you're functioning properly in God's way of doing things. Sowing is God for not for financial ways of doing things.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Sowing is God's financial system.
Yes. Absolutely.
Sowing make God responsible for how you live.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. So,
yes, sir.
To honor his name.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Get that back. Get that other part.
Yes.
Sowing make God responsible for how you live to honor his name.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a few things. That's some confession I want you to make. I'm going to get some things I want you to write down too. Yeah, it is. I want you to write this down. There is no financial impossibilities in my life. There's no financial impossibilities in my life because my eyes are being opened right now. My ears are being opened right now by the Holy Ghost, and my understanding, I'm running too fast, they're too fast, too fast, brother. They get quiet, I'll be gone, boy, too fast. Let me go over it. There's no financial impossibility. Say it.
In my life.
Because my eyes
are being opened
this day. And not only my eyes need to be open, watch it. My ears are being opened by the Holy Ghost. And my understanding is becoming clear by the Holy Ghost. From now on, financial matters are going to be different in my life. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to function in a realm of word
about sowing.
Hallelujah.
Very important what we're about to say here now. Because you got to be here. You got to be here. I'm not going to let anybody talk me out of it. The last part of it says, I am going to do what the Holy Ghost tell me to do. Notice in that Psalm opening, the 16th verse of the 13th chapter of Matthew. But blessed are your eyes. What did he say? What did he say? Ooh, my, you don't know how powerful that voice is. As we talk about sowing, we talk about sowing. You can't talk about sowing without reaping. We're talking about getting off the system. Naturally, when we're talking about a realm and a rhythm. Yeah, rhythm and a rhythm. Rhythm in the spirit and a rhythm in the spirit. You step into a financial rhythm. You step into a supernatural financial rhythm. Everything just starts falling in place. Because you're being led by the spirit and the Holy Ghost is over your finances. And the Holy Ghost is over your finances. It's there for you. But you need the Holy Ghost. You need to know sowing is spiritual. Are you following me? Sowing is spiritual. It's not. Yeah, you see, you get to mess around with money, you think you're doing something natural. But you're in a different setting. You're doing something spiritually. So now, two and two is no longer four. Not for a soul.
No.
5 and 5 is not 10 for a soul.
No.
See, the word multiply, a multiplying coming, He gives seed to the soil.
Yes, sir.
And he multiplied the seed sown.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
See? Are you following me?
Yes.
But the seeing, hearing, understanding, knowing is spiritual, sowing, trust, have faith in God.
Yes, sir.
And it changed the whole system here.
Yes,
eyes, your eyes can see it, you see.
Yes.
He says, goes on to say in the 17th verse, "But verily I say unto you," now listen to this, "that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see,
yeah,
and have not seen them,
yeah,
and to hear those things which you hear, mm-hmm, and have not heard them."
Wow.
See? See? Mm-hmm. How many broke people you think got in this city? And they know this church here, and they know this church. You know I'm gonna be teaching on finance. And they broke justified.
Yeah. Right.
They have no idea. See, you'll never be the same. See, because what I like about this, I'm talking to you now, but what I'm putting in you, the Holy Ghost is gonna bring it back up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll be training the rest of your life on just this message here.
Yes, sir.
And your eyes will be open on certain situations.
Yes, sir.
God tell you, don't do this, do that, don't do this.
Right, right.
Seeing eyes and hearing ears produce an understanding heart about someone.
Yeah.
See, when your eyes see and your ear understand, then it goes into your heart. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
When a revelatory soul shows up, people don't quite understand them. They are getting result, and they will push you because they know it works.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna give you that again.
Yes.
That you listen to that, you hear that?
Uh-huh.
A revelatory soul, a soul that have manifestation in their life.
Uh-huh. Yes.
A soul that is sure even in his senses that it worked.
Yes. Right.
Not just his spirit, but it works so much he know in his senses now.
Wow.
That's what Paul said in Hebrews 5.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you exercise your senses. Uh-huh. My senses know better than not the soul.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they've been trained by my spirit.
Yes, sir.
You know your senses can be trained by your spirit.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
See? See? You probably many won't sow that last.
Right.
Because they don't understand it.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes he might call on you to do that.
Yes, sir.
To see if you really trust him.
Yes.
See, sowing is not an exchange.
Yeah.
Sowing is an obedience step you make. But great things happening because of it.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to make this statement again. It's not easy to be understood when a revelatory soul shows up. People don't quite understand them. They're getting results, and they will push you because they know it works. I talked about fear this morning.
Yes, sir.
When his wife told him about that $1,000, she throws the check at him.
Yes, sir.
Now she's shopping all in New York and everything,
yes,
whenever she get ready to go.
Yes.
And then he gone home, mm-hmm, and the church cannot fail.
Come on.
He have trained them, man.
Yeah.
He have pushed them and pulled them,
yes,
and trained them.
Yes.
His son handed me a check. Yes. I said, man, you know, I'm not going to receive no check now. He said, man, my daddy.
Yes, sir.
You got to take this check.
Yes, sir.
He said, what do you think my daddy would say? I said, give me the check. So a lot of times people don't understand a soul.
Yeah.
They think you're trying to show off.
Yeah.
They think they're trying to hurt them or something. Mm-hmm. No, they have seen something.
Yes,
and they know there's only one way to get there.
Yes, sir.
Work it.
Yes, sir.
It's the stretch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Expand. Mm-hmm. Enlarge.
Yeah.
And then people get all upset and get to crying. I've seen grown men cry. Just cry. They're grumpy. You always want you to do something. But at the same time, and I'll go on, I saw his life expand with money.
Yes, sir.
I saw him change RV when I said so.
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't change until I say so.
Yes, sir.
I said, it's time to step up now, boy.
Yes, sir.
And then some things try to give him a hassle, but God brought it on through because the seed was there. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
It's not just putting money on the altar or putting money in an envelope. You have to understand what you're doing. You must hear, understand what you're doing, have a proper expectation by revelation. Having to write that down. Have a proper expectation by revelation. And then finally, you're going to have some revelation in your expectation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I didn't say the same thing then.
No.
Things just expanded. Yes, watch. You must hear, understand what you're doing, and you have a proper expectation by revelation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Finally, you're going to have some revelation in your expectation.
Yes.
How many understand that?
Yes.
Now, your expectation expand.
Yes, sir.
So it is amazing Jesus would train about sowing and use these three things: seeing, hearing, understanding. So important, class.
Yes, sir.
Seeing for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Hearing for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Understanding for yourself.
Yes, sir.
How sowing work.
Yes,
and what he mean by showing you the soul.
Yes, sir.
That's the whole kingdom. The whole kingdom works by seed. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
So, if you get the revelation of sowing and reaping, you got the revelation of the kingdom.
Yes.
And how it works. That's powerful, man.
Yes,
sowing is a, well, look back in Matthew. We're just in Matthew, verses 11 and 12 now. Why would he say this now? Verse 11 and 12 in the 13th chapter of Matthew. Verse 11, powerful revelation.
Yes, sir.
He answered and said to them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. I just told you what the mystery was.
Yes.
But to them is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance.
Yes.
He who has the revelation of seeing, hearing and understanding, sowing. Now that won't jump on you overnight, because your flesh crawls and your mind argue with you. This don't even make sense. That's what it's all about. It don't make sense. See? Now you can exercise your spirit, and your spirit will exercise your senses, but normally your senses are going to rebel. Sowing is spiritual. So sowing is a mission that opened up the whole kingdom. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Each one of us as children of God should be functioning in kingdom finances. What kind of finances?
Kingdom finances.
All right, where are you? Where are you? Are you functioning in kingdom finances? You can say, yeah, by faith, you know, but I ain't asking you about no yeah by faith or not. I'm just trying to get you somewhere. And sometimes the best way to get somewhere is to know you're not there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because you gonna pretend like you're already there. You know, I'm already there. No. I asked that question for a reason, not to pick on you, but to punch you.
Yeah.
See, what I'm teaching here, what the Holy Ghost is showing us here. All of us will come out.
Yes, sir.
But you can't go with the same seeing, the same hearing,
right,
and the same understanding.
Right.
And we got to get this weight, W-A-I-T, lock off us.
Yeah, come on, Pop.
All right.
We got a weight lock, W-A-I-T lock, been put on us about finances. I'd like to unlock it today. You've been waiting long enough. Yeah, you get to participate and expecting from the Holy Ghost, and it'll speed things up. Are you following me?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about that weight lock.
Yes.
You know, we word of faith people. We waiting. We walking by faith, broke. Waiting. See? So I'm unlocking that lock off of you.
Ain't no
waiting. It can happen suddenly.
Yes, sir.
Immediately.
Yes, sir.
Straightway.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Where that God at?
Wow.
Yes. Where is that God?
Yes.
Where's the sudden God?
Yes, sir.
Straightway, immediate God.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Where I was broke yesterday and out of debt tomorrow.
Fixed today. Yes, sir. Where's he at?
Be excited about it.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, sir.
It's real. It's true. It's truth. It's happening. I say it's happening. So Holy Spirit, help me to see, hear, and understand. When that happened, it says here, then I am in the mystery, then I know where to sow, when to sow, how much to sow, how often to sow. I'll never argue with sowing or sowing the sower or sowing again.
Yes. Wow. Yes, sir.
Sowing, my brothers and sisters, is a mystery that opened up the whole kingdom. Again, I said.
Yes.
And we all are children in the kingdom.
Yes.
And we need to live on the kingdom finances.
Yes, sir.
Say kingdom finances three
kingdom
times.
Finances.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes, sir.
To live on the kingdom finances, you got to know how to take kingdom direction.
Yes, right.
And sometimes you have to walk in fear and trembling.
Yes, sir.
I remember sitting in the meeting where I first met my dad. I go to all his meetings, like these boys do now, for years. Took my vacation for the meeting.
Yes, sir.
And I remember this man keep going up, these other preachers, I'm sitting over there with them. This man keep going up giving $50,000. I didn't know him, but I kept watching him. I said, this man knows something these guys don't know. So I said, next year I'm going when he go. I ain't going to have no $50, but I'm going to follow him.
Yes, sir.
And right there I was trained by Fred Price.
Yes, sir.
And now I live just like Fred Price.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Fred Price got a jet, I got a jet.
Yes, sir.
Fred Price got a big house, I got a 25,000 square feet house.
Yes, sir.
Came from the seed.
I
ain't stole nothing.
Come on,
I sold.
The seed.
See? All I did was follow him. The other preachers, I've had preachers confess, man, I said to them, my dumb self didn't get up.
Yep.
You know, but I follow him every year, two or three times a year.
Yes, sir.
Sure did.
Yes, sir.
I saw a soul.
Yes,
I saw results.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
I saw what I wanted.
Yes, sir.
I look at them other preachers, they ain't going nowhere. They wasn't going nowhere. They're sitting there grinning, thinking they're getting over something. They got their wallet locked down, everything with chain on it. And your Fred study song.
Yeah.
I receive your seed. It's a $700 check. She a soul.
Yes, sir.
Kingdom finances, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Has no level. There's never a shortage in kingdom finances.
Never.
So now I can say it again. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Now you saying that, but you got to make it happen.
Yeah.
See, that's based on sowing.
Yeah.
That's based on the revelation of the seed.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a good one here. This one I want to break on the body of Christ. But the body of Christ under this one. Once you get the revelation of the mystery of sowing, money will never have authority over you again.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Money, yes, money have authority. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody y'all know what I'm talking about. Either one time or another, you know, money says you can't go here.
Yeah.
Stop looking at that dress. Don't start no mess yet. You know you can't go there. See, that's money having authority over us. But once you become a soul, you break that.
Hallelujah.
You have to have a divine expectation that I'm sowing prophetically, I'm prophesying to my harvest. When you think you know that, you need to write that down. You need to go over this stuff. It's too heavy for you to think at one sitting. And I sound like I'm repeating myself, but the Lord drilling wants you to understand these three things: seeing, hearing, and understanding. The Holy Spirit wants to put you in the category for having it, having a revelation that the Lord can now provide more abundantly for you, for he knows he can trust you.
Yes.
Now, the delay is to get you in a position you can handle it.
Yes, sir.
It's not that the Lord holding nothing back from you.
Right.
The seeing training, the hearing training, and the understanding training is for when it come, it don't take you over on the other end.
Yeah, right.
It got you at the bottom.
Yes,
it mess around, come too fast, and you don't have the understanding, it's going to get you at the top.
Yep, yep.
And prosperity destroys a fool.
Yes,
and see, whether you want to admit to it or not, if you don't see it, you don't hear it, you don't understand, you're a fool.
Yeah.
And that money come in there just like you won at the casino or something. You know, them people usually go crazy, lose their wife, get all kind of crazy stuff, because they don't have no anchors.
That's right.
See, the kind of money I walk in, you need anchors, baby. You need some anchors. Heavy anchors. You need some anchors. You can do some crazy things. You got plenty of money, you can buy anything.
Yes, sir.
You can buy the store, the restaurant you eat at.
Right.
See? But you pride will come, arrogance will come. You know, you be high-minded, your head straight up, you ain't waving at nobody. You know, forgot the law of loving the Lord thy God on your heart, love your neighbor as yourself. You so stuck on yourself now. You know, you got big diamond rings on and stuff there. You can't handle it unless you know what God wants you to do with it. God wants you to glorify him.
Yes,
that's right.
You see? See? We catch this, we'll come right out of debt.
Yes.
We catch this, we'll live right where we want to live,
yes.
On the hill, side the hill, under the hill, wherever you want to be.
Lord.
Because nothing too hard for God in this area. And God wants you blessed.
Yes.
God wants all of us to have plenty.
Yes.
It's not about the money, it's about him.
Yes.
And his word.
Yes, sir.
Until you understand that you can see how your finances are going to come out spiritually, then you'll come to the point where you understand debt does not belong to me, and I have no desire to be normal anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel it, man. I want this for the body of Christ so much, you know. That's $500. This is what he says. Until you understand, you can see how your finances are going to come out spiritually. Then you come to a point where you understand debt does not belong to me. And I have no desire to be normal anymore. Now don't be guilty because you have some mortgages and debt. Don't be guilty about that. And nothing to be guilty about, but just see yourself flowing to another level in due season.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't beat yourself down. And you know, debt not evil. It's not evil to borrow something. The Lord have told me to borrow a thing.
Yeah.
You know, he told me to get a 30-year mortgage.
Yes, sir.
Told me to get that house. But he paid for it in 3 years.
Yes,
and make a little difference, you know.
Yes,
yeah, because you see, you usually pay for a house 3 times. With the interest and stuff, yeah. But he told me, you know, just go on and get it. And I followed the instruction. When the man had the 600 acres of land, he said, "I'll finance it for you. I know what was gonna happen." I told, "Okay." See, he thought I was gonna go a long period of time. I walk in his office, I come to pay it all.
Yes, sir.
600 acres of land. The Lord. So I know, borrowing is not bad. Living in debt is bad. Making debt a lifestyle.
Yes,
see, and that's what this system wants us to do.
Yes,
see? It wants us to borrow, even for everything.
Yes,
see? See?
Yes, sir.
See? See? Tell somebody next to you, I'm on my way out.
I'm on my way out.
Way out.
Way out.
Hallelujah. Way. Push them back. Push them back. Way back. Hallelujah. Now, people who walk in revelation should live different to invite others to come and get in the revelation of God. You can walk in it also. We got to get rid of these broke strokes. Got to get rid of it. Every week, same old thing. I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. I know what it is to live from paycheck to paycheck. That's a hell of a life. You know, paycheck to paycheck living, a month to month living. You know, and these poor women, they're the one try to keep us up, you know. And you tell them, you paid that? You paid that? Did you bring that much here? You done brought that little Mickey Mouse check. Now you want her to pay everything with it. She, no, you ain't had enough. I remember that Sam Fred Price in his prime moment. He was backing up and taking his TV out of his house. And he told Betty, says, I'm doing the best I can. Betty said, your best is not good enough. I'm tired of all this mess. Well, she living now, though. She know they got it. God bless. She stuck with him. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, you're good. Your best is not good enough.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's a question now. I kind of equated on it or touch it a little bit. How much God can trust you with? Seeing, hearing, and understanding is the only way you will enjoy the full benefit of being a kingdom soul. Say this with me. Father, give me a better revelation of sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest time. I want to know. Stick with me a minute. I'm trying to put some stuff in you that I think will stabilize you in sowing.
Yes, sir.
And better remember them seeing, hearing. Sowing carries a stewardship with it. You have to be a stewardship sower. See? Because the same one who tell you sow, the same one who give you the harvest, has to be the same one in charge over the harvest.
Yes, sir.
Because now it's time for you to sow bigger. You won't sow on the same level. Because you think you done made it.
Yeah.
And it's unending.
Yes, sir.
See. I'm in a realm now. It'd be a shame of me. I can't sow less than $1,000. In anybody meeting. That's Solomon sold that 1,000 burnt offering, you remember?
Yes, sir.
Matthew 25. Oh, I got a question here going to shake somebody up. Matthew 25. I've had my shook. I don't know what you're going to get out of this thing. I mentioned it earlier, but it's going to shake you up.
Yes, sir.
In Matthew 25:14, we're talking about this stewardship. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now watch this. This 15th verse is very clear. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Why did he do that? How much can he trust you with? Look at the end of that voice. I love the end of that voice. You see what it says? Read the end of that voice. What does several ability mean? How much you can trust him with? How much you can handle him? Are you following me? Here's the statement. how much do you trust God's system? Do you trust it enough to sow your last? Yeah. Solomon in the house.
Yes, sir.
See, that question has to be asked. You have no business having a hard time in your finances. That has to come to an end today. You're hearing more than you're hearing. If you're meditating, you'll come alive and walk right into your financial. Every hard time, finances are destroyed in this house now. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Every hard time, finances is destroyed in this house now. I come against it in the name of Jesus. You in agreement? All the people watching us by television, we come against all hard time finances right now in the name of Jesus. Well, you ain't going to go around telling people I'm broke. I don't have enough. I know that. Just keep looking forward and smile. Yeah. But there are people in this room, you ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Not enough money to do what you want to do.
Right.
Your money don't add up with your dream.
Yeah.
But here we got to correct that. That's why I'm taking my time and teaching you live up online.
Yeah.
I know it works, you see.
Yeah.
I prove it.
Yeah.
I've had encounters and experience.
Yeah.
See, I'm a country boy from the South. I don't verbs and adjectives. I mess them all up. I don't care. I just talk. But when you don't need to know how to talk when you got money.
Yes, sir.
I want that.
Yes, sir.
They'll give it to you.
Yes, sir.
You can go in there with all the eloquence, you English writing everything. You ain't got no money. You ain't getting nothing.
No.
Oh, they say that's a nice guy right there. I don't want to be the nice guy. I want to be the guy blessed. Let's go a few more minutes. Sit down. Listen to this. All hard condition on finances are destroyed out of your life. You must work the revelation. Listen. Whether you know it or not, your financial position has changed. If you're operating by faith, you understand what I'm saying? Your financial position has changed because the Holy Ghost is going to visit you at home. At night when you're laying down, the Holy Ghost is going to give you wisdom on this same message I'm teaching you. I don't stop praying for the meeting after it's over. I see faces. I keep praying. That what have been spoken come alive in. See, this meeting is not over when we finish. It's just begun. Hallelujah. God, well, don't tell this man church up. I'm about to tell you something. But I heard this. God wants everybody in here to retire with too much. And he said, you want to get the whole statement? So you can really shout? God wants everybody here to retire with too much, still sowing like you're out your mind. Because your sowing life never ends. Are you following me?
Thank you, Father.
Your job is only until you learn this. Your job is to provide seed for you until you learn this. Your job is just because you don't know this. The seed calls you not to live on the labor, but favor.
Yes, sir.
Now don't quit your job. I'm about to tell you something. If you listen to this revelation, your day will come where you don't need secular support anymore.
Yes, sir.
Quit when you get ready.
Yeah. Wow.
there is a genuine, oh my, I'll get into this. There's a genuine grace for sowing. Yeah, God's favor on sowing. There's favor God has on a sower. Write these scriptures down quickly because I'm not going to go through all of them. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, that chapter, verse 1 through 7 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through 7, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. You got them? I didn't see them that fast. Did I? All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 7. Let's talk about a grace, the soul. The ninth verse. Then Galatians 6, 10. And then 2 Corinthians again, 9 and 10. It says God gives seed to the sower. And he gives seeing, hearing, and understanding with the seed he gives you. It's just as easy to have plenty of money as it is to prophesy. Each child of God is destined to be rich.
Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with being rich. Tell somebody next to you, nothing wrong with being rich. You ain't going after no money. Money coming after you. You ain't going after no money. See, the rich young ruler did not understand the grace of sowing. The Lord was trying to get him to a hundredfold return. But he failed the test. Then Mark 10, 17 through 30. The woman with the alabaster box, because I got a confession I want you to make. The woman with the alabaster box sold like she was out of her mind. She poured her sowing, and it disturbed the boys, the disciples. You see, they disturb them, all right? Matthew 26, 6 through 13. All right, now let's say this together. Seeing, hearing, and understanding, sowing, the seed, and the harvest, in Jesus' name, I'll never be the same. My finances won't be the same. And I'll never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. Just keep on flowing in my life to bless me and make me a blessing. I want to be a blessing to my church, to my man and woman of God. It's going to come back to me. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. And running over. I'm not going to let anybody talk me out of it. This is the divine will of God. It is the divine plan of God. And I receive it now. I'll never be the same in my financial living. I will have the best. I will wear the best. I will live in the best. I will drive the best. And give glory to God because he did it. He is doing it right now. My life will never be the same. Great, praise God about that. Hallelujah. Wear the best. Drive the best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say glory to God. Hallelujah. You received that? Well, praise them a little more then. Glory to God. Now listen. I prophesy that you're in a new position. A new flow is flowing in your life right now. Your finances will never be the same no more after this day, because you're going to see, hear, and understand how to walk in the Spirit in your finances, and how to walk by faith in your finances. And you will sow according to the leading of the Spirit. All of your seed will be good from this day forward. Now, I'm going to say something, of course, Nesha. You have no business going without your desire being filled, your dream. God is capable of filling your dream. Some of you have been waiting a long time. Well, your day has come.
Has come. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
So say this with me in my closing. I want you to say it with some vigor. My day has come.
My day has come.
And I receive it right now.
And I receive it right now.
I have supernatural.
I have supernatural
expectation.
Expectation
from a supernatural God.
From a supernatural God.
I magnify Him.
I magnify Him.
I glorify Him.
I glorify Him.
This is that day.
This is that day.
The Lord has made.
The Lord has made.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
I got it.
I got it.
Give the Lord a cheer.